This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Ngozi Cole.
A deadly disease affecting sea lions along California's central coast has sparked concern from wildlife experts. Leptospirosis can lead to kidney failure in marine mammals. There's been an uptick in infections this year, with over 100 animals brought to the Marine Mammal Center sanctuary in July. Giancarlo Rulli with the Marine Mammal Center says the disease is usually seen during the late summer.
But to have such a dramatic spike in July, and prior to July, having about 50 or so animals come into the hospital more periodically, but even having them in the spring and the early summer months is a bit of an anomaly.
Rulli worries this month could indicate another spike like the one in 2018, when he says the ocean was running a massive fever. That year, the center responded to 300 cases of the disease.
The systems in the water, whether that was due to potential climate change with warming waters or behaviors of sea lions on local rookeries, altered.
The center is advising beachgoers to take precaution and keep their pets on a leash, as this disease can be contagious across species and can be fatal to dogs. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says his office has restored $168 billion in federal funds to the state through legal action against the Trump administration. The AG's office has spent $5 million so far to sue the federal government. Bonta says the $5 million his department received so far hasn't covered all the expenses and that he will likely need more funds. This is KAZU News.